Hi, my name is Amy Reinicke, and I'm here to help you learn to love your body well. Love Your Body Well is a podcast designed to encourage women to find the beauty in caring for their bodies without obsession, guilt, and shame. We are ditching the perfection mindset and embracing the season of life you are in, all while figuring out what works best for you on your wellness journey. Join me for weekly episodes as we navigate this journey together, and let's start a revolution of women who are focused on wellness while also being compassionate and kind to their bodies. Are you ready to love your body well? I'm so excited for today, not just because it's Monday and a new episode is out, but because I get to bring my friend Teresa on to talk with you guys today, and I just get to spend time with her. So I'm just excited about that first and foremost, but I am excited to share Teresa with you because while she started as my chiropractor, she's turned into my friend over the last 12 years since meeting her. So Dr. Teresa Finan is originally from Omaha, Nebraska, and she graduated from Kansas State University with dual degrees in nutrition and exercise sciences and athletic training. She then went on to Cleveland Chiropractic College in Kansas City and graduated in December of 2010. She's combined all these areas of her background to open two Finan chiropractic locations in the Kansas City area. And it truly is more than just about chiropractic care. They focus on modalities and rehab that assist in treating the whole person and not just the symptom. Teresa, I'm so excited to have you on the podcast today to talk about chiropractic care. So welcome.
Thank you. I'm super excited even just to hang out with you.
I know. Mm-hmm. So when I moved to Kansas City, one of the biggest things that I needed to find right away was a chiropractor. And I have actually seen a chiropractor since I was little. So like elementary school is when I started seeing a chiropractor. And I know that there are a lot of really common misconceptions about chiropractic. And that was one of the main reasons that this interview was so important to me, especially in this holistic healing space, is that we kind of need to like lift the veil behind chiropractic. And let's talk about the things that it truly is and the things that it truly isn't. Because I think that a lot of people have these ideas about chiropractic because they've never been to one. And it's time to just talk really openly about it. So I'm excited to do that with you, my friend. And I told Teresa I was hesitant about whether or not I wanted to share what made me like really believe in chiropractic care. But I think just to start off, we're just going to rip off the Band-Aid and I'm going to share it. So I probably started seeing a chiropractor around fourth grade or something. So in sixth grade, when I was around 11 years old, I started wetting the bed every night, like multiple times a night, wetting the bed out of complete, like out of nowhere. I had obviously been potty trained for a long time, but I just started this. And as almost a teenage girl, I was humiliated. So I could no longer do sleepovers. I couldn't go to a friend's house overnight. I was so self-conscious about it. We went to doctor after doctor. I had like a dye test done that they went in and like filled up my bladder to try to see what was going on. We got no answers. We just kept getting told, I have no idea what's wrong. Well, I had seen a chiropractor prior because my mom had always seen a chiropractor, and she finally took me in to see the chiropractor, and he did some different tests on me and finally discovered that I had parasites, and I had gotten them from a beach in the town that I lived in. Let me rephrase. I grew up in Kansas. It was not a beach. It was a lake, but there was like sand on that. It's called Lake Shawnee Beach. So that's where I got beach. But I got parasites from that lake, and he treated me for the parasites with different supplements and different adjustments. And within, I don't know how long it took, but it wasn't long, I stopped peeing in the bed every night, which I was obviously very thankful for because that was a humiliating time in my life. But since then, I have truly been such a believer in chiropractic because I saw at a young age the healing possibilities with it. And so I just continued on with that, with car accidents I've been in, back surgery that I've had. Teresa, you're a really, really important piece of that journey with my back surgery. We can talk about that a little bit. But I am just a true believer of chiropractic care, and I want to sing it from the rooftops. And so that is really why I want to share this today. I do have a personal story, multiple stories in how chiropractic care has helped me. And I just want to give that gift to other people and allow them to take one small step in finding maybe a chiropractor that could help them in their journey. So with that said, now that my story's out in the open and you guys all know I wet my pants in sixth grade. Teresa, I would love to know kind of your story and how you got started with chiropractic yourself.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm super proud of you for sharing that story because you never know who you're going to help, girl. So my story is completely different than Amy's. I grew up Western medicine as it can be. My mom was a nurse. My dad worked in a hospital. I mean, we knew the hospital, like it was like we would do hide and seek throughout the hospital because that's how much time we spent there. And so I knew nothing about chiropractic care, nothing about holistic ways of living. My mom did her best for what she knew was possible through what she was educated on. And so did my dad. And they did an amazing job raising us. So I can't fault them for that because they did not know. But it wasn't until I got to K-State and I was in athletic training and I had an injury. I was training for the San Francisco Women's Marathon. And it was a week and a half before my race in like late September, beginning of October. And I stepped up a curb wrong and I was like 8 miles away from home and could not. It was like 5:30 in the morning. And I was like, I got to hobble back. So I literally hobbled my way back, could barely even walk on it, got back home and like hit the ground and just fell. And I couldn't walk on my leg for another like month and a half. In between that time, knowing Western medicine and knowing, and again, there's a time and place for everything. And I'm not saying that Western medicine is horrible. I think it's an amazing, amazing thing what we have developed with it. But I went to PTs, OTs, orthopedic surgeons, had surgery on my knee, still was not able to walk afterwards. And it wasn't until a friend of mine introduced me to, it was actually a physical therapist in Kansas City who did a modality called active release technique. And I was like, you know what? It's 2 hours away. I'm willing to try anything at this point in time. Cause like I was med school all the way. Like that's what I was going to do with my life. And went to Kansas City, saw her. She was in the Overland Park area. And within two visits, I'm not joking you, it was just like this aha moment of like, oh, there's more out there. Like, what is this? Like, this is amazing. And within two visits, she had me walking and she just did nerve release. And I had a nerve on the side of my leg that was just so entrapped that was giving me no stability because of how irritated it was. Wasn't coming from my low back. It was literally coming from my knee, just on how I stepped off that curb wrong. So I did a 180 and I was like, I'm going to go to chiropractic school. Like knowing that a chiropractor is the person who developed active release technique. I was like, this is what I want to do with my life. It's sports-based. It's muscle-based. It's like being in a training room, but I don't have to have the hours of an athletic trainer. And going to med school was just like, I had seen all these people who unfortunately were not able to help me, even though they can help with other things massively. It didn't resonate with me anymore. And so I was like, I'm done. Let's do this. And my grandma, I remember distinctly saying, well, don't you want to do OT school instead? And I was like, you know what? That's for some people, grandma. I was just like, or she's like, well, what about DO school? And I'm like, nope. Like I want to be a chiropractor. And so anyway, so that's kind of how I happened chancely. Like it was a God thing. I truly believe that the reason I got injured was to take me down this path that I never knew was possible or was going to happen. So yeah, so that's kind of my background of how I got into it.
I love that you are open to the possibility of thinking of something differently than you had about how you were raised, about how healing can happen. And I think that in this healing journey, you know, everybody listening to this, you and I still, Teresa, are on our own healing journeys. You know, our bodies, it's a journey always. We never like arrive somewhere that we never have pain or we always feel 100%. And so I love that you had an open mind and were willing to shift that way of thinking in order to feel your best. I think that that's really important. And that's really what the goal of this interview is to help somebody out there who might not be feeling their best. And this is just a way that you can maybe find that. So I know that misconceptions are really prevalent with the ideas of chiropractors. And like doctors, like chiropractors, like dentists, like any other medical professional out there, one person can give them all a bad name. And so I want to say that first and foremost. And I like that you also said, Teresa, that you're not opposed to Western medicine. That is my stance as well. I'm not opposed to Western medicine at all, but I really do like to have a root cause approach to my health and my family's health. And I think that that's important to me based on just the journey that we've been on, you know, me individually and then my family as well. But I think that knowing that you know, chiropractic and holistic and then Western medicine, if we would were to work together, and Teresa, you and I have had this conversation on multiple occasions. If we work together, it's amazing how good we could feel if we allow these two ways of thinking to merge. And that's truly where we both are. Like, we know that there's a time and place for Western medicine, but we also know there's a time and place to find the root cause and healing. And so why are not all chiropractors the same? Like, what is the different kind of chiropractors? Because I know a lot of them are like, a lot of people are like, I don't want to have my neck cracked. And that was me. So the chiropractor I saw as a child, and you probably know like exactly what this is, they did more like, I think it was like trigger points. And, but I didn't ever have my neck cracked till I worked for a chiropractor when I was 23. And I can remember laying on the table and he had my head in his hands and I was stiff as a board. I was probably shaking. I was terrified because I was like, I'm going to die today. And he was like, Amy, you're going to have to relax or this isn't going to work. And I'm sure you're laughing because you adjust me. And so you're probably like, yeah, very familiar. But I think it was allowing myself to kind of relax in that space and say, okay, like my healing is in this person's hands. They are trained more than I think people realize chiropractors are trained to take care of the whole body. So I know that there's some people who are like, I don't want my neck cracked. I'm terrified of that. So how are chiropractors different? How can different chiropractors heal in different ways?
Well, I will start off by saying I truly think the fault of the misconception of chiropractors or chiropractic care, honestly, is in our profession. Like, we have done a horrible job about explaining to the lay public about the different types of chiropractors that are out there, the different specialties that we can get our diplomats in or get our masters in. There's so many different things that we as a profession have done a bad job about explaining. So that's the first thing. So when you're looking at chiropractic internists who they don't adjust at all. I mean, they look at blood work, they do functional med, which is probably who you saw growing up for your parasites, and they do supplementation based on what they're finding. You have chiropractic radiologists. We have a radiology clinic here in Kansas City that the head radiologist is a chiropractor. We have chiropractic sports individuals such as myself. We have pediatrics. There's such a broad blanket of different types. So imagine like your family care practitioner who you're going to go see for just your PCP care. Like, they're going to go in, they're going to kind of see what's going on. They're going to refer you out to these specialties. We should be doing this within chiropractic care and we're not doing it. And it's unfortunate, to be honest with you. And so I think that that's when people get this misconception of, oh, you're all the same. And, oh, you spend 3 minutes with a patient, you're on to the next one. Like, my appointments are anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes per patient. Some appointments are 30 to 60 minutes per patient. And so, but you do have individuals who, like, don't get me wrong, there's sometimes where I'm like, man, I just need a quick adjustment. Like, I know my body's stressed. I just need, my parasympathetic needs to get in there and do its thing. I just need a quick adjustment and I'm out the door, which is great. But when people are in a state of healing, they need more. And so that's the first aspect as far as why I feel like chiropractors are not all the same. The second point is, unfortunately, Western medicine has done our industry or our profession a disservice by not understanding what we do. And by not understanding what we do, they put the fear into their patients, or it's easier for them to say, don't go, than I don't know. Because, to be honest with you, a lot of physicians have a hard time saying, I don't know. They always want to have an answer to everything. And so I challenge, if you're listening to this and you're in Western medicine, or you're in even in a holistic medicine that you don't understand what chiropractors do, go find one, go chat with one, understand what we do. I had how old was she? She was like 12 or 13 year old, come to my office. Mom brought her in and we did great things. She had a hip injury from running, did two visits with her and she was great. We released her out the door. She's back to doing track. I get a phone call the next week from her father, who did not know she was being brought to me, who is a internal med doc. And he did not say the nicest things on the phone. So I invited him to my office and I asked him to come sit with me and talk with me. And so that way he can understand what it is that I did. And that way he has a better understanding on how he can help his daughter and also help his patients in the future. And he came in, he was very abrupt coming in, sat with his arms crossed, legs crossed, didn't even want to have a conversation with me. And I let him speak. And then I simply just loved on him because I truly knew that he did not understand what we do. And so I just laid it out as simple as I could. And now he refers patients all the time to me.
Oh my gosh.
So going from, again, but it's, you can't fault people who don't know. Mm-hmm. And right. all it is, and you can't get upset with people when they don't know or hold judgment, because truly our world's about education. And if we're not having these open conversations with people, comfortable or not comfortable, we're never going to grow and help people in the society.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about that education. Like, when someone comes into your office, what do you do essentially? What does chiropractic do for the body?
So when someone comes in as a patient, we run through a lot of things. So we run through physical findings. We run through your history, health history, family history. We do a full exam on you. So it's not just you're laying down on the table and we're just finding areas to adjust and out the door you go. We do range of motion findings. And it also depends on what type of chiropractor you're on. We have chiropractors in our clinic that are specialized in what's called DNS. So they may watch you crawl like a baby and they may watch you roll over, because if you never developed reflexes as a baby that transitioned on how you function today, it's all connected. And so what we do is we assess this, see what's going on, do a full report of findings with you so you can understand what's going on. Because if you don't understand, you're not going to do the home exercises I'm going to give you. You're not going to do the rehab, or you're not going to go see a different provider, which I know it's crazy to hear a chiropractor say a different provider, but yes, I refer out. Like, I know mm-hmm. my scope of practice, and I know if I'm able to heal and help this individual on the right path, or if it's a different person that they need to see.
You did that with me.
I did do that with you. You are mm-hmm. right. I did
my very first time. So when I moved to Kansas City, I was kind of in a panic and was like, I have to find a chiropractor. And so I posted it on my personal Facebook and asked, and a guy that I went to grade school and high school with is who responded and said, my sister-in-law is a chiropractor. You should go see her. Well, I trusted him because I'd known him pretty much my whole life. And so I came to see you, and you had just graduated, because this would have been in 2011 and you graduated what, in 2010? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you had just graduated. You were the first person I told I was pregnant with my first because when I made my appointment, I was not pregnant. And then when I had my appointment, I was like, oh, and I'm pregnant. And you were like, okay, that's not my specialty at this time, which you've seen me through two other pregnancies now. So you can see pregnant women now. But at that time, you said, I want to refer you on to someone different. And then when you're not pregnant, then you can come back. And that's what I did. So mm-hmm. she's speaking truth.
Oh, you're so sweet. But it's about being humble, of knowing your scope of practice. And mm-hmm. so what we do is we always give 2 to 3 visits. I always tell my patients, I'm like, give me actually 2 to 4 visits to work with you. Let's see what we can get. If there is findings that justify us seeing you. And within those 2 to 4 visits, I'll be honest, I tell people, I'm like, if we're not seeing change, I'm not the person for you. And we will figure out a path for you after that. If you're going to see change within this period of time that is reasonable to expect change to happen, I'll be honest with you and I'll be very transparent. When you're having a chiropractor tell you you need to be in there 3 times a week for the next 12 weeks, like, that's not, to me and my training and my philosophy, is not good care. So I said that out loud, and you can all come at me if you want to, but it's the truth. And so when you're looking at, I tell my patients, give me 2 to 4 visits to work with you. You may not get them where they need to be, but if you're going to see change within 2 to 4 visits, then we can continue on the path. I'll be honest with you, for someone that's in acute care phase with me, realistically, on average, maybe 6 to 8 visits total to get them out of that acute flare. So when you're looking for someone, I just want you to keep that in the back of your mind as far as quality chiropractic care versus quantity chiropractic care, I should say. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm going to speak because I am your patient, and mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of different chiropractors and through a lot of different things that my physical body has gone through. And I've never had the relief that I have by anyone but you. And I think that it truly is, first and foremost, you said you spend, 20 to 30 minutes per visit, sometimes up to 60. I know you always book me for at least a 30.
You are correct.
Yeah.
I also like to talk to you too.
But I know when I go in there, you're addressing the whole body as a whole. So I've had back pain, since I was a child. I can remember playing softball. I would have to go into the chiropractor I saw as an adolescent and have like a TENS unit put on my back before I would go in to play softball. And so I've struggled with back pain for years and years. And then you helped me through that for a long time because I started seeing you in, after I had my first. So I probably started seeing you solely in 2012 after I had him. And then I got pregnant with my second. And I shared this part of my story on initially in the at the podcast. I think it's episode one. It's my story. But I talk about needing back surgery. And Teresa was the chiropractor that I saw during that time. And it was an interesting time, to say the least, going through that experience and knowing that you did all that you could and it was not the fault of you. It wasn't the fault of the other chiropractor who you're both working together to try to solve, but it truly was a bigger issue that needed medical care. But I do think that what has given me the most relief over the years is the additional muscle release that you do. I know that that's what we spend the majority of time doing because I just tend to, you probably know the right words here, but I just tend to like tense up and my muscles need that release. I do become very bound. And so that is something that for me personally can help. So if you've been to a chiropractor that you haven't felt that you get immediate relief from, or at least, you know, within a short period of time, I would look for someone who does ART because that personally has helped me more than anything else has ever helped me ever. It is like a miracle. And Teresa, I'm going to let you describe more what ART is because you're going to do a better job than me. But will you kind of talk about what ART is and exactly what you do? Because I think this can also clear up a misconception about what chiropractic is.
Yeah. So like Amy said, it's most of my appointment time is spent doing modalities outside of, I can adjust someone head to toe in 2 minutes. I mean, that's how long it takes me to adjust. But my appointments, like I said, are 20 to 30 minutes, depending per case. And literally the rest of the time is spent doing whether it's ART or dry needling or other modalities that I find beneficial per patient. Like I know there are some people that do not respond to ART and they respond tremendously to needling or they respond tremendously to cupping. Or you have to figure out, because again, we're not all cookie cutters. Like our bodies are not the same. And so when even when you're looking at the modality aspect, really identifying how they respond to that care is so important. It's not, I'm not going to have everyone come in and do grass on every single person, or I'll start off with ART, don't get me wrong, which is, it is, it's a soft tissue modality that was what got me into chiropractic care. It was developed by a chiropractor and most of your, I think they said all but two of the NFL teams have a chiropractor on staff that does ART. So it is literally, and most MLB organizations do as well too. And so when you're looking at the ability for, I'll kind of back this up. When you're looking at why someone needs an adjustment or needs mobility to their spine, to their joints, whatever it looks like, it really is multifaceted. So you're looking at the chemical aspect, you're looking at the physical aspect, and you're looking at the emotional aspect, because all three of those things play a part. And if you're not looking at all three of those, then one, you're selling your patient massively short. Like I know, sorry, I'm going to use you, Amy, for example. Like I know, yeah. Amy comes in and I know like maybe she's had an emotional day. Her issues in regards to her spine very well may be an emotional component to it. And I need to make sure that I know, let her know that I'm there for her. And I let her know that whether it's seeking out, and this is not you, but like seeking outside care, or giving them recommendations or meditation or books to read or different things like that. Like that's so important. And then it's the chemical aspect. So it's the food they're eating, the water they're drinking, the inflammation that's in their body that can cause areas to become restricted. And then the physical. So again, when you're looking at ART, the physical component is looking at the muscles, the ligaments, the nerves, the tendons, the fascia, everything that helps to make our body what it does and how it moves. And if there's restrictions in those tissues, getting in there and it's, I know it, Amy's like, oh, it hurts sometimes. I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes it does hurt. And like, but in the same regard, it's the amount that I put pressure into is hardly like it's hardly any pressure at all. It's all a length tension relationship of allowing the muscles to go from their shortest position to their longest position, guiding them, redirecting them. If nerves are bound up in the fascia, getting in there and helping the nerves glide through like they need to, because it's not always a muscle. It's not always my back hurts because my muscle or my bones, it can be a nerve issue. Mm-hmm. And so it's a very specific technique of using your fingertips to identify. I'll never forget the very first ART seminar I ever went to when I was in chiropractic school, they made us take two pieces of phone book paper and then put one of our pieces of hair between it. And we had to roll our hair between those two phone book pieces of paper because the fine dexterity of what you need to feel when you're feeling a nerve or when you're feeling how the fascia is moving or how, and it's maybe you're on a muscle, but feeling how the muscle next to it's moving. It's so, so delicate that, and it's so important to really, because you may have one muscle that's bound up, but if you don't feel that one next to it that's actually causing the issue, then they're going to feel great for maybe like a day or so, then they're going to come right back. Or looking at the muscles. Another thing that's big with ART is if it's, you're looking at a muscle that may be constricted, but is it that muscle or is it the muscle that does the opposite action that's actually pulling it into that position? So it's such a multifaceted type of modality that is, I mean, I don't think that there's another soft tissue therapy out there that is equivalent to the standards that ART holds you to.
I mean, I have like instant relief with it personally. I mean, you know that because you've had your hands all over my body. And I really do. Like it really has. I can remember the first time you adjusted me and I was like, WTF, where has this been all of my life? Like for real. And it gives me instant relief. And no, it doesn't always feel lovely when you're doing it. And sometimes I do cry. And I think that that's super important that you say that. Because there are days that I go in and I think I'm completely fine and she will touch a certain spot or need to adjust a certain spot. And one of two things usually happens with me. One, I say, hold up, I'm going to puke. I have yet to puke and I'm probably scaring people away from chiropractic care. It's not because it hurts, quite honestly. It's just more, I think of that emotional response for me. And I'm an empath and I feel a lot of feelings. And there's other times that I'm on her table and I lose it crying. Like I have pent up emotions within my body that have held themselves. I have a book on my nightstand called The Body Holds a Score. I'm going to keep referring to it in the podcast because hopefully I'm just learning something by not opening that damn book because I'm too afraid to open it.
Open it.
But
open it.
I know. But it truly, you know, I've obviously have the book on my nightstand for a reason because I want to read it, but I'm a little scared. But I know enough that I know that we hold emotion in our body. And sometimes that emotion is trapped and it can manifest into pain. It can manifest into restriction. It can manifest into a lot of different things. And that's one of the things that I'm so appreciative with chiropractic care is that there are things that like sometimes when I come in, I'm like, I didn't even realize I was dealing with that. And it allowed me to open it up, get it out and move on. Instead of that just sitting within my body, it allowed me to move through it. That is really beneficial in my healing journey because it's so much more than the physical body. It goes so much deeper than that. It goes so much deeper than just an adjustment of the neck or an adjustment of the back or the spine or whatever. It really is so much more complex than that. When I reference like a healing journey, when I talk to you guys about learning to take care of your right now body, it truly is about more than just what our physical appearance is on the outside, but it's all the things that are underneath that not everybody can see. Maybe you can't even see that yet. And that's one of the benefits a chiropractic has definitely given me. It's really helped me get in tune with my body and how I'm feeling. And I think when we understand why we're feeling a certain way and we know how to feel better, that just empowers us to continue taking really good care of ourselves. And it doesn't mean we're perfect at it all the time. Heck, I'm not at all. But I do think that that is a really important component of it, is to kind of help you come home to your body and understand, hey, this is how your body should function. And I don't care if your mom had back pain or whatever, that doesn't mean that you have to have back pain or that this is just your genetic makeup. It doesn't have to be your story too. Just because somebody in your family or just because you've even always had it, it doesn't mean that that has to be your story and that you have to stay stuck there. It will likely require some work on your behalf. It might require a different way of thinking and a different way of going about something. But I think that that's the beauty in learning like what your specific body needs. And I love that you said that too, Teresa, like we all are different. So like when you have different patients come in, they have different needs. It is not a cookie cutter thing in any way. So you adjust me and you adjust all of my kids and all of those adjustments look different. I mean, with everybody.
And I think you hit the nail on the head with that. I think my biggest thing that I hate when people come in and I look at the family history component based on certain diseases I need to be well aware of, whether I need to do certain x-rays or different things like that, which I do. I hardly ever do x-rays because I don't just don't like to light people up with that. But I hate when they say, my mom did this, or my dad had this, or my grandma had this. And because here's the deal, is epigenetics is way more important than genetics ever will be, because you are not breaking the trauma cycles that your parents had never broke, that their parents never broke. You eat the same, you drink the same, you live the same, you move the same. And if you can help at least one person understand that they can change their family's history from here going forward and break that trauma cycle, man, like I will say, like if I can help one person do that, like I've done my job in my life, because mm-hmm. that's an entire line of generations that can be changed from here going forward.
Yes. Note to self, Amy, episode on epigenetics.
Yes.
Very much. As I was talking, that was in the back of my mind, that I think a lot of times we tell ourselves that story mm-hmm. and we have the ability to rewrite our story. Like we don't have to stay stuck in it. And I know that that's hard. I mean, we could go down that path, but it's very hard to change our story. It's very hard to do that, but it doesn't mean it's impossible.
Absolutely.
Do you need a reset? Probably not the kind of reset you're thinking of. I don't have a quick fix, but I do have something that could help you create a foundation of self-love and appreciation for your body and your wellness journey. I created an ebook, Love Your Body Well, The Reset, with you in mind. If your mindset needs a reset and you need to learn how to tune into your body and what it needs, this ebook is for you. I share how mindset, nourishment, and habits are the building blocks to learning to love your body well. There are interactive worksheets and prompts to help you understand where you are currently and how your mindset can shift and improve, and you can get it today for only $5. You can find the link to the Love Your Body Well Reset ebook in my show notes, and my hope is that it is the first step in your healing journey. One of the other things I want to address is, does someone only need to see chiropractors when they have an ailment? So when they have back pain, or they have foot pain, or they have neck pain, or can a healthy person just start seeing a chiropractor and receive benefit?
Absolutely. A healthy person can see a chiropractor and see benefit, because the issue with chiropractic is, unfortunately, we don't have big pharma funding all these massive research studies, unfortunately. And so a lot of times you're relying on the college and certain fundings that they might get to release an article here or there. The New Zealand College of Chiropractic actually does an amazing job with some of the research that they do there. But when you're looking at people saying, well, they do a lot with Western because of what research says. However, the only thing that really can be shown with chiropractic care along the research front is, I mean, it has a correlation with the parasympathetic nervous system. And when you can get someone out of flight or fright, because again, like we talked about, it's chemical, emotional, it's physical. Like even though you don't have a physical ailment, if you're stuck in a flight or fright sympathetic drive, like if we can get your body to relax, your body can move better, it can heal better, it can digest better, it can breathe better. So it is multifaceted. And especially like starting, I'll be honest, like my kids, I had all my kids at home, all four of them, and they were all adjusted within 15 minutes of being born. And when you're looking at a little kid being adjusted, everyone's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you would adjust a baby. And I'm like, it's
so gentle.
It's so gentle. You don't torque, you don't pull, you don't do anything. It is literally, their bones are still ossifying. So the amount of pressure that you just have to do, it's more of a fascial release with them than anything. Mm-hmm. And so from young, and it's kind of crazy. I said I would never adjust pregnant women or babies. And then I got pregnant and had babies. And I was like, this is amazing. So so it kind of led me down this whole road of just like really treating the whole family. I love sports. Don't get me wrong. That's my heart. Like I love being athletic and being a part of that scene. But also being able to help a mom that has a little baby that may be fussy, or having a kid with emotional outbursts, that just watching them melt into a table on a, like, it is the coolest thing in the world. And just being so still and present in the mm-hmm. moment, that I have moms almost cry in my office sometimes because they're never that still. It's so cool. So whether there's ailments, non-ailments, like prevention is key. I'll be honest, a lot of times when you're looking at what, because we're such a Midwestern insurance driven society, unfortunately, that when you're looking at chiropractic care, insurance will cover like your acute care, subacute care like that. But if you're looking at more prevention wise, a lot of times is something that you do have to pay your out of pocket for, but it's so worth it because the people that I see preventatively, I see, it's so funny. Like we always call it the like crazy rush from November, December of the people that don't take care of themselves throughout the whole year. And then they met their deductible and then they want in. And it's just like, but those people that took care of themselves the whole year, their overall wellness of mental health, like physical health, how they take care of themselves, their food that they eat, the water they choose, because it's also an accountability thing. And so it is so important. Like I personally believe as far as prevention too.
I do too. Obviously, you know this. I go it's usually every 3 to 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. So, and I just feel better when I do. I look forward to my appointment. I feel better when I'm there every 3 to 5 weeks. And that's something that I do for myself. And back to the kids. So all of my children were adjusted within 2 weeks as well. I got them in as soon as I could drive them there. And they have all seen chiropractors. I'm going to share a story about my daughter here recently. Because I know that there's a lot of times that, you know, babies have a lot of different things that they deal with, like colic and fussiness and gas and constipation and all the things. And a while back, my daughter woke up in the morning and was like, she would not walk. And I was very concerned about why she wouldn't walk. And I kept her home from school that day and I was having to carry her everywhere. So I did end up taking her to Children's Mercy. And they unfortunately did an x-ray, but I needed to know what was going on because I was concerned that she'd like broken something. No, she was severely constipated. And I was like, awesome. Okay, great. So they told me to give her Miralax. And we are not going to go into the Miralax story here, but that was not something that I was comfortable giving to my daughter. And so I called Teresa and said, I need to get Kate in because she's severely constipated. So we went, I believe it was the next day. I think that Kate had a bowel or something. I'm sure you guys want to know that, but she did have a little bit of one. So had a little bit of relief by that day. But then I believe it was the next day I came in to see Teresa and had her adjust her. And you said when you were there, she's like, she's really backed up. Like I can feel it in her stomach or in her bowel. And she literally got off the table and had to run to the restroom there and go. So before we left, she pooped. And then the second that we got home, she pooped again and has been fine since. And so don't discount what that gentle adjustment can be. And all that really looks like, and I'm going to describe it coming from a mom, was she was just feeling different parts in her abdomen that needed to be released and allow space. And that allowed the bowels to move. It allowed her body to relax. You've talked a lot about the parasympathetic nervous system. I have several episodes about nervous system regulation. That's essentially what Teresa is talking about. So I will link those in the show notes. But when we can allow our bodies to relax, our body's functions can do what they're meant to do. They can do what they're designed to do. When we are not in that relaxed state, nothing works in the way it should. And so she needed help getting out of that state, into which she thankfully made it to the restroom.
I think you're too. Been pooped on many times in my office, but. Yeah.
So I've seen the impact it's had on myself. I've seen the impact it's had on my kids. And I encourage everybody to have that open mind. Like if you're dealing with a colicky baby, if you're dealing with chronic back pain that you're on a lot of medications for, I'm not going to tell you not to stop taking your medications, but I'm going to tell you maybe see a chiropractor and see what they can do. Like Teresa said, maybe it starts with a conversation. Maybe it doesn't start with an adjustment. Maybe it starts with a conversation, sitting down and asking them, how would you do this? How would you help me with my back pain? Or how would you help me with this pain that I've been dealing with? And I think that education, that conversation that is had, you just might find something that could give you part of your life back, quite honestly, because living with chronic pain, I mean, I've done that for years and it's not enjoyable. Quite honestly, it can really steal the joy out of our lives when we don't feel our best. And so I would just encourage you to do that. And I hope that today, this episode kind of shed some light on some really important ideas about chiropractic and what it isn't. And if you're in Kansas City, I'm sure Teresa would love to see you. So Teresa, can you please tell them how they can find you and connect with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Like Amy said, we have two offices, one in Lenexa and one in Shawnee. And you can, I'm sure Amy will drop maybe our website below and as well as our phone number, but it's just findingchiropractic.com. And we would love to see you. We have 5 different practitioners in our office that all practice very similar, but all kind of a little bit have their own specialty. So there's a little bit for everyone.
So if you're not in the Kansas City area and you would like more information about like an ART provider, Teresa, can they contact you for maybe a referral for somebody that you might recommend?
Absolutely. They can contact admin@findingchiropractic.com and Amy will drop that below and we will send you, if you can just put in there a zip code for us and then we will find a provider in that area for you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much, Teresa.
Absolutely. It was always great talking to you, girl.
I just love you. And I'm glad that we got to spend this time together and kind of shed some light on something that is really important to the both of us. So,
absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Love Your Body Well podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I would appreciate it if you would leave a rating and review and let me know what resonated with you the most. This helps more people connect to the show and allows me to continue encouraging women just like you. I love when you share episodes that impacted you on social media or with your friends and family. It truly helps spread the word of compassion and kindness that all women need more of. I invite you to continue the conversation with me on my blog, loveyourbodywell.net, or on Instagram at loveyourbodywell. Thank you for being here today. I know you have a lot of podcasts to choose from, and I'm honored that you listen to mine. This podcast is for informational purposes only and not intended to provide a diagnosis or replace medical care.